Clay just coming back for the old team?
Yep, it was. To be able to come here and dominate the way we did, it was a great feeling for me personally, but to see us as a team go out here and dominate a team the way we did, especially in the position that we're in, you always like to see that.
And are you kind of the spokesman for you and Randy? You didn't have much to say, but it was kind of a joint effort to get three touchdowns
from you. Oh, I was happy. You know, when he got in the end zone, and then I think he got in there again, I kept telling him, I said, I have to get in the end zone. You know, it was a good feeling all the way around. They had their moral victory at the end. But when it's all said and done, we were able to come here and pick up a big victory.
What were some of the fans saying to you? What were some of the reactions from the fans?
Actually, I was surprised to hear how many fans were actually saying, you know, welcome back and we miss you. I had the typical boos and you suck and you have five carries, you're going to fumble on a six. It was good to come back. I've always said I like coming, playing in front of Oakland, playing in front of Oakland's crowd. And today was no different. We had some rain, it was muddy, and we put up a lot of points, and it was a great feeling.
What kind of conversations did you and Randy have before and during the game?
Nothing much. Nothing different than what we normally talk about. You know, him and I, it feels good to come out here, especially here where, you know, coach, for me personally, where coaches didn't want me here. Even when I wore the uniform, a lot of fans were booing me, saying, get out of our city. So to be able to come back here and pick up a victory and score a long touchdown, since I was told I have no more speed, it was definitely a great feeling.
Mark, Bill said this was your best week of practice. Do you feel that was reflected in the game today?
I think so. Still on a couple of carries, I wish I had kept my feet because I could have picked up a lot more yards. And early in the game, I kept thinking home run, instead of just running hard. But I think I had a good week of practice. It wasn't so much because we were playing Oakland. It's just that I've been out for so long. Last week was an opportunity coming into the – I forgot who we played last week.
Seattle.
Coming into that game, you know, that was just a game for me to feel my way through. And this week I had my feet up underneath me. So I had a good week of practice. This Oakland game is over with. Have to be able to come back this upcoming week. We have a big, big game against Arizona. So just got to move on.
How'd you like Randy with the jersey points after the touchdowns?
It's just Randy being Randy. I was happy for him. I was definitely happy for him, especially the way the Oakland media out here had nothing but negative things to say about him during his stay out here. And it wasn't just him. It was just everybody. And I continue to tell people that, you know, Randy could play. He can still play this game, and he's a leader. So for him to come back here, him and I, we came here together when we came in to wear Oakland uniform. Him and I came with one goal, and that was to try to turn that program around. Well, it didn't work out. I think we both left on bad terms. So to come back here and to be able to play the way we did, it was definitely sweet. I prayed this morning and told the Lord, please keep me humble, not to say too many negative things about Oakland, but it's a great feeling.
Lamar, as you're running on that 49-yard touchdown, did you look around? Did you smile? What's going through your mind as you go into the end zone?
I was actually looking back the whole time, just saying, please don't get caught, please don't get caught. And once I reached the end zone, and to miss as much as many games as I did this season, and to be able to come back and to come here and to play the way I did, it was a great feeling, especially for my linemen, because I think those guys knew how much it meant to me to get into the end zone. So I was definitely happy for those guys. I think we put up 288 yards rushing or something like that. So, I mean, that right there just lets you know how well the offensive line was doing.
Do you have the ball?
It's wrapped up in a bin in one of the trunks somewhere. I'll make sure I get that next week.
Lamont, do you sense a difference in professionalism or however you might characterize it between the organization you left and the one you're leaving now?
I'm going to say something that you have never heard me say or not many times. No comment.
How do you feel about your team? Two games to go here and three teams still tied atop the AFC East.
Only thing we can do is worry about ourselves. That's all we can do. You know, Miami and I think the Jets, they have a big game on the last game of the season. So right now, the only thing we could do is worry about Arizona. The rest will take care of itself.
Thank you.
without getting into your last organization, how would you describe your current organization?
It's great. You know, when I played for the Jets, I always wondered, you know, what made New England so good. And to be here in the organization, wearing a uniform, I finally know what makes them so good. I will not elaborate.
A couple final questions?
That's good. Thank you.
Thanks.